Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again, invite them in. It's coffee chatter time, it's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is April the 25th. 2016, I almost said January, don't ask me why. You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and thank you so much for joining me for the next 15 minutes. You know the slogan, it is Coffee Chatter time. So sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of, we have top 10 box office movies, My Doggy Tales, and you know what? Let's just see. This weekend, did you catch a movie? Did you go to any of these top 10 movies that I'm about to mention? If you did, then as they say, you are in the Hollywood movie loop. Number one at the box office this weekend, The Jungle Book 2016 again. And this week, again, it just blew the competition out of the water. Remember, these are all just estimations right here for the good old U.S. of A. Raked in over $60 million. Not bad at all for just this weekend alone. And then number two, The Huntsman's Warrior War. The Huntsman's Winter War. That was, of course, starring one of the stars, of course, the Charlize Theron. That movie made over $20 million. Number three, Barbershop, The Next Cut. It's three this week. It was two last week. Never been hit number one. However, it is in the top 10. So The Barbershop, The Next Cut, that one alone this weekend made over $10 million. So that's good for Ice Cube. And who else is in there? Nicki Minaj and a lot of other stars. And that one looks very funny. And everything that Ice Cube does turns to gold when it comes to the movie. So, you know, what can I say for there? Number four, Zootopia. That one, of course, a great kids flick. That one made over $6 million. Number five, The Boss, starring Melissa McCarthy. That one made over $5 million. Now, one thing about this movie with Melissa McCarthy, did you know that she was also one of the co-writers of the film? So I thought that was pretty interesting. Very, very funny lady. Again, it's so hard for me to realize that she was Suki in the old TV series, The Gilmore Girls. And I thought, wow, you know, such a large, vast of talent there. So congratulations to her movie also. The Boss, number six, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Made a little bit over $5 million, not bad at all. Of course, that star, one of the stars, is Ben Affleck, and another great actor and a great director there. Number seven, Criminal, 2016, and one of the stars of that movie, of course, is the lovely, adorable, extremely talented Kevin Costner, and that one made a little bit over $3 million, not bad at all. Number eight, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, that one made a little bit over $2 million there. Number nine, Compadres. And one of the stars of that movie is Eric Roberts. That one made just about $1.5 million there. And number 10, Eye in the Sky. And one of the stars of that film, of course, is the lovely, talented, beautiful, sexy, genius of an actress, Helen Mirren. And that one made a little bit over $1 million also. So if you saw any of those top 10 movies this weekend, well, there was a little bit for everyone. There were kid-friendly movies. There were your action-packed movies. There were your comedy movies. And what can I say? So you just had to get your popcorn, your soda, sit back and relax. And, you know, now at the movie, they sell mocha, so if you need to grab your coffee chatter or your coffee latte, whatever it is, I hope that you enjoy your movie there. All right, moving on to Hollywood gossip. Well, let's see. First, we'll start off with our fun Hollywood gossip. I love fun Hollywood gossip. Nothing too new here. My girl Beyonce, surprise, surprise, surprise. New album came out of nowhere. So I say touche for Beyonce. Well, actually, they don't make albums anymore, but you know what I mean. So touche for Beyonce. Her lyrics are a little bit stronger this time than normal. What can I say? As far as with Beyonce, all right, it's all this rumors about Beyonce having, not Beyonce, I'm sorry, about her husband having an affair. I don't know if it's true or not, nor I hope it's not true. I hope it's just not true. However, her lyrics made a reference to how she was feeling. She kept it real, whether you agree with it or not. She kept it real, told about her stance and how she was keeping her man, of course, and in the video, you know, she's talking about the family and life. If you mess up on me again, I'm out of here, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, in the end, it shows a loving family. However, in one of her videos, did you see the beautiful, beautiful daughter that she has in there where they had the little scene with the little girl? Anyway, what was it, for her formation song or something? I don't know what the song was. Anyway, it's her new album, Lemonade. Get it, buy it, download it, however you want to get Beyonce's music. I love her, I love her, I love her. She's gorgeous. She can sing. She can write. She can act. She can dance. And she's a very nice person. She always seems to be very honest, and she appears to be very, very humble. So you know what I say? We need more beauty in the world. And I've never heard Beyonce come out and call out anybody and call anybody any type of name. You never see her fighting with anyone. So, and people who work with her, they say that she's very nice and she's very generous and she's very kind to her fans and she's kind to the people that she works with and she's kind to her team members. You know what? Maybe that's why she's number one, because she's so nice. Well, screaming and yelling on TV, I really don't get it. You know, because the ones who are at the top, at the very, very top, are usually pretty cool, pretty kind, pretty patient, you know. That's all I've got to say. Anyway, so there's my information about Beyonce. Love her. You know, check out her new videos. It's all over the internet. Have never met Beyonce myself. I met Kelly Rowland from the old Destiny's Child, but never met Beyonce. Anyway, moving on to, if you are a big fan of the TV show NCIS, of course, starring Mark Harmon, you're in for a treat because guess who's going to be one of the guest stars? First Lady herself is going to be there, Miss Michelle Obama. Now, I'm not saying whether you like Michelle Obama or not. I'm just saying that the First Lady of the United States is going to be on a TV show. You know, she's made other little appearances. I think I saw her on, what was it, Austin and Ally or some other show. But anyway, I remember when she was on the Kid Choice Awards a couple years ago and she got fined a little bit and all that. Well, anyway, she seems to have good spirits, a good sense of humor. Besides, she has two daughters that are growing up. Well, she's going to be on NCIS, so look forward to coming on there. And I think that would be very exciting for the cast and for the stars of the show NCIS. And, you know, that show's been on for a minute, and moving on from there. All right, our condolences, of course, go out to the family and friends of the brilliant, genius, entertainer, Prince. I mean, this man had nothing but talent, regardless if you liked his style or if you liked his music. You have to respect him and give him props because he was so talented with, you know, who can pick up any instrument and play just about, you know, the drums, the piano, the guitar? Who can do that? I mean, and do it not only well, but do it better than the average. That is, you know, someone who's just a genius as far as having musical talent. And then, you know, he just changed, carried in a style of music that had a whole new twist to it, very expressive. And there is the Kid Philly Show, so be careful what I say, but very expressive and very open to just being who you are and being different. And he kept the door open for music to bring in a new style. And that's what I admire about him so much. And then, of course, you know, he did his movie, he had Purple Rain, and that was a huge, huge hit. So a classy guy. You didn't see him on a lot of TV shows. You didn't see him on too many, I don't think you ever saw him on any reality TV shows. I don't think, you know, he wasn't a gossip, you know, type of guy all over the place. I mean, his music was his voice, and I thought that was, in this day and age, that's pretty incredible. When you do something well and you just do it, I think that's incredible. So our condolences go out to him. Of course, he was cremated. It said some people that were at the celebrities at his funeral, one of them was Sheila E. People forget the talented Sheila E. You know, she was bad to the bone, or she is bad to the bone with playing her drum. You know, I saw her in person years ago. Absolutely fabulous. But anyway, a protege from Prince, but Sheila E., again, another talented. She didn't have to be anybody's protege. She would have made it just by hitting those drums. And she's gorgeous also. But what I thought was classy, did you see on the news at Prince's funeral, the fans that were outside his compound, some of Prince's staff and former team members passed out purple boxes, which it had, you know, T-shirts or different memorabilia of Prince's, you know, things and CDs and stuff, and they gave it to the fans standing outside for free. What a class act, very class act to do, and a very loving, generous way to say goodbye, my friend, goodbye. And we know his spirit is going to be here forever. All right, everybody, anyway, have to give a shout-out to who else? My mom, of course, Millicent Marie Burnett. Keep up the battle with your cancer, Mom. You know that I love you, and I'm here, you know, for you. I love you. Yeah, I had to throw that in there. Come on now. Anyway, everybody, make it a great day or not. The choice is always up to you. It's just about 7:15 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. Be kind. Be polite. Be courteous. Put up. Tell somebody they look good. Tell somebody that little ugly dog they're walking down the street is cute. Watch yourself light up. Dog ain't up because he may have an eye, one ear, and a big fat ear, and maybe be a little chunky. He a happy little dog. He's not hurting you. Don't forget to stay and neuter your pets. Slow down on the road. And be positive in yourself. And therefore, you will make the world a better place. If you can't donate your time and your money, you can always give away a smile, okay? A smile to brighten up the world. Much love and much peace. And, y'all, I'm going to say it, God bless. Whatever God you feel like you know, serve, God bless, okay? Everybody, talk to you next Monday morning. Now sit back and relax. Oops, you better get ready for work. Catch you next Monday. Bye-bye.